Are E34 BMW M5s finally bringing more money than E30 M3s on Bring a Trailer? Find out now. Oh, now it's time for a brand new Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name's John Polnick, along with my partner Michael Deeb, and special third nerd from Godden Classic, we have Mikey P in the house. How you doing, Mikey P?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Mikey P is in the Rami studio with us today, and Deeb, you are in the Vroom Room, yet to be named Deeb Studio. I'm calling it the Vroom Room. I like that one, but
we
haven't voted on it yet. Bid Cave's pretty good. It looks like it's getting a little warmer in there. I know it's a lot colder in San Francisco than it is here in Las Vegas. Who cares about the weather? How are you guys? What's up?
Dude, I'm like, it's taken us all week to get together and do a show. So I'm happy we're here. Although I feel like we're limping across the starting line with like duct tape and popsicle sticks. But Mikey P's here. He's going to hold it down for us. And we got a cool car that I would buy myself if I was in the market for a car. So yeah, man, I'm just happy to be here. Just living the dream.
You know, we should share with the nerd herd. If you guys haven't heard already, I used herd twice, but in different like spellings and cuts. Isn't that, it's like a synonym or something like that? That's exciting.
That's not a synonym.
Cinnamon. I said cinnamon. It's spicy. Having fun with that. English, do you speak it? Apparently, I don't. Anyways, Michael Deeb is employed now.
Soon.
You are going to be working with Haggerty and Haggerty Marketplace. Congratulations. Yep. They don't sponsor the show, though, for the record, right?
Not yet. Fingers crossed. We'll see if they like the show. Either that or they'll either like the show and endorse it, or I'll get like a heavy-handed cease and desist. You know what I mean? Like, because I have a sneaking suspicion they really haven't watched the show, or they wouldn't have hired me in the first place. But yeah, Broad Arrow Group, Haggerty Marketplace have hired me starting June 12th to be a car specialist, which means it's my job to find interesting cars and bring them to either Haggerty Marketplace, which is an online live auction, or a classified section. Or if we find a very special car with interesting history and provenance, it could go to one of Broad Arrow Group's live auctions at either Monterey Car Week, Amelia Island, in another week or so. They're going to do the 75th anniversary. Broad Arrow Group will be hosting that for Porsche at the PEC in Atlanta. And then I start right after that weekend. So I'm sure it'll be a tiny bit of chaos that week, but I'm excited to be there. And if anybody in the nerd herd has a car that they need help selling, feel free to direct message me, and I would be honored to help you out with that. And we'll see how it goes, JP. Yeah, I'm gainfully employed in the bigs league, so this is my big shot.
Right on. Well, hopefully we won't drag you down. Nerd Herd, support Michael Deeb over there at the Haggerty Marketplace. All right, well, just for the record, you know, we do have a sponsor. Haggerty isn't a sponsor, but Godden Classic is. And Mikey P is from Godden Classic. He is here representing today. What's going on over at Godden Classic, Mikey P?
As of right now, we are restoring a 993 Turbo for our competition.
I saw that car. It's pretty gorgeous. Dope. Yeah, bright yellow. Was it fly yellow, speed yellow?
Oh, I should know this. I don't know.
Yeah. Fast yellow.
It's a yellow.
It's yellow.
That car is gorgeous. I've seen the progress of that thing. They're going to unveil it on June 10th. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. June 10th.
We're gonna do some cool filming with that car. I'm looking forward to getting that thing out on the strip. That thing is going to look so dope under the lights.
The pinnacle of human achievement, JP, you going to drive it?
That is correct. Those are the words of the professor. Shout out to Mr. Eisenbees, Ben Eisenbees, the professor. Shout out to him. I haven't seen him in a while. But he is the one that coined that phrase. Anyways, today's car is not nearly as exciting, but pretty cool. Michael D., what is the most interesting car of the day? What is it on BAT? What auction platform are we on?
Yeah, Bring a Trailer has a 1991 BMW M5. Ooh. That is the JP, give it to me.
E39.
E34.
Not an E39. E39 is the next one. Sorry.
Right, exactly. E34. So power comes from a 3.5 liter inline six. And JP, back in the day, BMW brought this car to the United States and it passed smog with individual throttle bodies. In of itself, that's really cool. Five-speed manual transmission, limited slip differential, 310 horsepower from a 3.5 liter motor in 1991 was pretty high specification. Looks gorgeous in alpine white. The car has the beautiful 17-inch turbine wheels. That's actually like a hubcap with those vanes to bring air in to cool the brakes. I think that's what that was for. I always didn't like them in period because I thought it made the lip of the wheel look like a white wall tire. But as I've grown older and as my love for the cars that helped shape my car philosophy when I was a youngster in my, in this case, my early 20s. I look back on these wheels and they are harder and harder to find. So to see an alpine white, which is kind of an iconic BMW color, BMW E34 M5 with the turbine wheels intact, I thought this was a really special car and one we should take a deeper dive into. The owner who's had this car has had it since April of 2015, and he has put, I'd say to his discredit, only 10,000 miles on the car. So 95,000 miles on the odometer right now. The car is in Costa Mesa, California. And I'll tell you right now, JP, if I had this car since 2015, this car would have like 200,000 miles on it if I still owned it, because I would drive the snot out of this. This would be my daily in a heartbeat. But John, as you peruse the photos, slow down when you get to the engine. Dude, this guy has kept this car in immaculate condition. It looks like, and I say this as a huge compliment to my dad, it looks like you could eat off the engine in this car. And this is, JP, I'm sure we've talked about this candidly over a beer every now and again. As much as you know I love to drive, my dad loved with the same passion to wash his car. And you can always, at any given moment, eat off of the engine in my dad's, any car that my dad owned. And when I look at the pictures of this car, I'm like, does Mike Sr. own this car? Like that? Look, that car is super clean on the inside and looks to be clean everywhere else as well. So, JP, I know we've looked at a few of these, but despite the mileage, this might be the cleanest one we've seen. And mileage be damned. You look at this car, it looks like it has 10,000 miles, not 100,000 miles. Super clean example. It's in California. I wouldn't hesitate to pull the trigger on this car. If I could, I would. Let me put it to you this way, and I'm dead serious about it. So, John, I send it back to you. I know you kind of have mixed feelings about these cars. I think you find them interesting, but it's such a boring period for BMW as far as three-box designs go. It's not a sexy-looking car, but it was a very technologically advanced car when it arrived here. Any love for the E34 M5, or would you just wait and hold out for an E39 that you clearly Pavlovian? No. What did you? You gave us a response. That
yeah,
was,
I some screwed of that up. Yeah, no, this is an E34. Yeah. I knew better. No, I don't like the E39 over this car. I definitely prefer this era of BMW.
Oh, you do?
I'm not
okay.
Quite sure where you're getting that from. That is, E30.
I thought you might hold out for the V8.
No, hell no. This car is the one. I mean, these are fan-freaking-tastic cars. They just rock. I would actually rather have one of these than an E30 M3. I think this is the better driving car. It's got a little bit more poop. It is a big four-door, but not by modern standards. I mean, you park this car next to a Nissan Altima, and it will look tiny by comparison. The Altima will just be bulbous and fat in all the wrong places. This is the last of an era of car where every bit of this car was kind of, you know, useful. There's no fat on this thing at all. It is the right size. If you have to have four doors, this is the car you want. You know, rowing through those gears, this car is going to sound great, looks great. They are terribly reliable too. I mean, 100,000 miles, if this thing has been maintained correctly, you're just getting started. This is a 300,000 mile sports car. This is the perfect companion to an air-cooled 911. If you had to have that two-car solution, and you could get away with not having a stupid SUV or crossover or something like that. It's just modern enough that the air conditioning will probably work, although air conditioning in BMWs of this era were not exactly fantastic. They are adequate, certainly better than an air-cooled car. I'm with you on the wheels. What are those five-star wheels that the E34s usually come with? I really like those better. These are neat, and I appreciate them for what they are, but I would definitely prefer that five-star wheel, that alloy wheel that most of them come with. With you on the colorway, hate that wood trim. That's just something you got to kind of deal with from cars from this era, but super easy to just vinyl wrap those in black or something like that, and piano black or something like that really sharpens up the interior on this without changing any of the originality of it. I remember when I got my first modern Porsche C4S 996 that was only a couple of years old, and chasing my buddies in these on the back roads. I couldn't leave one of these. They were right there on every last corner. There's just total parity there. So love these cars, love. Kind of want one. Wish I had gotten one when they were still reasonable. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this one's auction. What do you think is going to happen on BAT?
Yeah, John, I'm going to run with your take just for a second and say, instead of parking this car next to a Nissan Sentra, park it next to a brand new four-door BMW 3 Series.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I bet you that the 3 Series dimensionally is bigger in every capacity and probably weighs a ton more.
Bro, and I think it's probably smaller than a 1 Series.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's so
I'm
funny.
Not kidding. You're right. I mean, you know, it's like a 128 is as big or bigger than this thing.
Yeah, so funny. So anyways, I just thought I'd like your take, but I agree. And I think just that this car is such it's such an efficient use of space, and that inline six that BMW really kind of was a hallmark of them. This one has the ITBs. And these cars just rev and give and give and give, and they just keep going. They really are sporty cars for a sedan. So I like this car, JP. Thank you for letting me bring this one up. Our car closes, John, essentially tomorrow, if we can say, while we're recording this. It's sitting at $22,000.
Well, hey, before you get to your bid, maybe, Mikey, what do you think of this car? I mean, this car, you weren't driving when this car came out, unlike us old guys. Does this car mean anything to you? Yeah.
I actually have a little experience in this car.
Oh.
Yeah, because I bought a red one while I was in college.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that car.
I will say that red car may or may not, I can neither confirm nor deny that car may have cost me my job at Gotten, because it stayed there a lot longer than it should have, and I don't think anybody above me was happy about that. But the car was beautiful, and I was just early to the value on that car, because whatever Gotten sold it for, it's worth, you know, that and a half by now. But yeah, Mikey, I know you drove that car. We drove him together to Radwood, even. Yeah,
I love that car, actually.
Yeah,
the driving experience. I got in trouble at the dealership for accelerating a little too fast on an on ramp, and one of the employees actually saw me and told somebody about it. So
snitches get stitches.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know who said anything, but I'll tell you that car, every time I had the opportunity to drive it, I took it every single time. And the air conditioning wasn't that great, especially in the summer months, but I didn't care. I absolutely didn't care. Yeah. I love the experience of that car.
Mikey, you've always kind of said, like I know that you're one of the few people that really like Panameras. And that's one of your favorite modern Porsches. I could see you driving an E34 M5 like this and rocking it, and that's totally your style.
I mean, I'm a Porsche guy. I would take this over a Panamera.
Sure. Wow. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Wow. I mean, even a brand new one, right?
Even a brand new one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. All right. So, Deeb, let's get to the vet. What's where is this going to land? What's going to happen?
Our car closes tomorrow. It's at $22,000 on 7 bids. JP, I don't think this car will break $40,000, but if it does, I could easily see it going to $45,000 because of the color and the cleanliness and the fact that, and I know this is silly, but the fact that it's still under 100,000 miles, even though it's technically at 100,000 miles. But I'm going to give you $38,000 because I don't know, because there's so many of these out there with 160,000 miles that are worth 20 grand. So I think a lot of people look at a used E34 M5 and say, well, they're $20,000 cars. This example is not that. I think it's worth about twice as much as that. So I'm going to go 38 grand. But if it brought 40 or 45, I wouldn't be surprised. If it had half the miles, this would be like a $60,000 car, but it's just, we're not there either. So we're kind of in that tweener stage, and they're rare in this condition and with this odometer. So I think this car will do well, and as such, I'm going to give it to you at $38,000. Where are you at, buddy?
I didn't know you could get these with high miles in the 20s. I thought these kind of took off and were kind of like unrealistic now. So
the 88s are worth 100 grand with 100,000 miles on them. That's the weird thing there. But these are still sort of affordable.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to go over because it's so clean and so nice. I'll just tap right above you. I'll take the 40 if you're right at 38. Mikey, you mentioned it when we were talking about that 348 the other day, the Ferrari. It's like, what do you get for, like, if this car only bring, if it's well under $50,000, what do you get for under $50,000 that's this cool and this freaking nice? And honestly, you could drive this, put another 50,000 miles on it. I don't think it's going to depreciate that much over the next few years. What do you think, Mikey?
I mean, I think it's worth all the money, but I don't know if everybody else thinks that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to go just under you, Michael D. I think there are some available. This one does look so clean, so clean. And anybody that is in the market for one, this is it.
So what's your number?
I'll do 35.
Solid. Good number. Solid. Park it right under there. All right. We got a deep sandwich going here with our bids. Ew, that's weird. All right, guys. Well, now's the time to put your bids in the comments below. Ross, what you got? Anthony, what you got? All the Michaels, what you got?
Michael G, we tried to cover an XJR, that black one, and it closed before we got the system worked out. So we will do another XJR, but we had that car all teed up for you, but we'll do another one. It's coming, I promise.
He promises. Can you accept a promise from Michael D? I don't know, man.
I'm a car salesman again. No, absolutely not. My lips were moving.
Seriously, shout out to the Nerd Herd guys. I know we've been saying this for a few weeks now. We are so close. We are double digit close to 1,000 subscribers. We just need
bring us home
70 or something like that to get us there. I know you guys have been really hitting it hard for us, making it happen, sharing the videos on other Facebook groups and in forums and stuff like that. That is really helping. It was great having having Lucky Lopez on really helped out a lot. But Ray, yep. Anthony, Michael, Tech Daily over there, he's been really helping us out a lot. Wade, who else? I hate mentioning the names of the Nerd Herd because I know I'm always forgetting people when we actually do this. But you guys are great. It's just been a lot of fun seeing you guys talk to one another, having conversations in the chats, in the comments below. It's pretty fun. Mikey P, you're in there pretty often too.
Yeah, I try and get around. I sneak in there. I just kind of sneak around.
Isn't that called JP. Lurking?
No. Mikey calls it dabbling. He dabbles.
Yeah, I dabble. I dabble in the channel.
Yes. John McMillan. There's just so many. Man, I'm just going through them all. So seriously, thanks, Nerd Herd. We really appreciate you guys. We're going to get to that 1,000 here very shortly. I was hoping to get to 1,000 by the end of the month, but now we're into June, so I'm pretty sure we'll be in 1,000 here very shortly. And so we'll do something to celebrate that. And who knows where it goes from there. But all right, let's find out what happens with this really cool E30 for right now. We're going to the future. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin. Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for. Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. All right, guys, welcome back to the future. That's where we are. This is the show. We are not really a car show. We're kind of like a sci-fi, future travel-y machine, sci-fi time machine thing, right? That's what we do? I don't know. Which time machine rules do we go by? Like,
yeah. How many clowns can you fit in a DeLorean?
Yeah, that's a good one. So that would be...
That could be our logo.
Right, that would be
a couple clowns in a DeLorean.
Back to the Future rules, right? Because every time machine movie has their own kind of, like, they have to establish what time machine. Like, if you see yourself in the future, does that mean you blow up? You know, are there two of everything, or
the butterfly effect?
All these things, right? It's like, what was it? Back to the Future 3. They break their own rule. Remember, he goes into the future. And the DeLorean is messed up because it's got, I don't know, blown tires and stuff like that and all kinds of, and they didn't have the spare part. So he had to hook it up to a train, right? Well, there'd be another DeLorean in the cave according to their own rules. So they completely screwed it up. They established all the rules and then they broke them. Oh, there's only one. It's like, no, there'd be two. Yeah. If there's two, there's another car. Come on, God, geez. Spielberg's an idiot.
They should have had you on final review of the script before they went to production.
The Rami show that we, one of our sister channels on the YouTube. If you guys haven't checked out the Rami show, please do so today when you're done watching this show.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. By the way, did you see my friend Chris Kane yesterday?
We did, filming the Rami show out on the desert.
Yeah,
we
saw some guys.
Why is that guy in the Honda turning around? What? Stop, dude. What? He totally crossed the double yellow line to do it. It was great.
Oh, that's what he's like, I saw those guys. I said, oh, cool. What were they driving? And then, like, after a long pause, he went, a couple of Porsches.
Good guess on his part, because he had no idea. By the time this comes out, well, I don't know. This might be on before our good friend Solomon Braun. His GT4 is going up for sale, is actually live right now, and we're going to be reviewing
that. We're covering that car.
I think we might even do a live episode of the closing of that. We might try to do a live one Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
So supporting our friend, that is a beautiful GT4. So yeah, he showed up out there. But I can't remember what I was going to talk about on the Rami show thing, but thanks for screwing me up.
Yeah, you were
on
saying,
that
I'm gonna, absolutely. You were saying totally on forgot. The Rami show.
On the Rami show.
And then
show.
You were saying, check it out.
Time machine stuff, rules. I don't know. We just totally screwed it up.
But. Script, final script review.
Oh, I remember what we're going to do. We're going to start a new segment on the Rami show. So the Rami show is mostly car reviews and Rami screwing around, right? We've already kind of like set it up. We're going to introduce a segment once a month where we watch a film, like pick a favorite film. And we, you know how there are all these reaction movies or reaction videos are big on YouTube right now? Like, you know, hip hop guy watches Western song or something like that. You know, reaction videos are a big thing, or people breaking down movies.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to pick our favorite movies and we're going to talk about the cars on those movies. So we'll like pick Kill Bill and we'll talk about all the scenes that have cars in them. Just talk
please
about
invite
the cars
me out
the
for that. I will come out once a month for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, please you want to be part of that show?
I want to.
That'd be pretty fun, right?
Crash that episode every month. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well,
and
let's
you know me. I'm not short on opinions. Hey, the best reaction video I've ever seen. These two little urban inner city kids who are like clearly teenagers listening to Phil Collins In the Air Tonight for the first time.
Wow.
And it is priceless because they're like, okay. And then, of course, you know, the big cascade of the drums. And they're like, oh, my God. It is hysterical. I'm sure some of the herd have seen that video because it's gotten like, you know, 10 million views or something. But it is. I watched that and I was cracking up because their reaction is so genuine. And it's so not what they expected to be blown away by that track.
That so is the biggest bass drop of all time, right? I mean, come
oh,
on.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Thing. Yeah, it's really – it's good stuff. Okay.
Good stuff. Enough. All right. Nobody cares. They're here sticking around for the results on this BMW M5, this E34, not E39 like I made the mistake earlier. All right. Yep. So what happened with this E34, Michael Deeb?
JP, leading question not required for answer. How many times have I said I should have bought this car? Mm. Ugh. 100 times at least since we've been doing mm-hmm. the show. John, we all like this car, including Mikey hashtags. The 91 M5 down in Southern California with 95,000 miles and an engine that I think my dad maintained because it looked clean enough to eat off of. I said $38,000. Mikey hashtags said $35,000. And you took a very inspired over at 45. Anytime you take the over, JP, I think I left money on the table. And I actually thought your bid was really in the ballpark because of how clean the car was and the fact that it's all pine white with a black interior. I think arguably the most desirable color combination. Our car sold on Bring a Trailer for $36,000 on 21 bids. Now, between you and I technically won it. But if we're going to be honest and put the rat on the table, Mikey Patriquin, a.k.a. Mikey Hashtags, he was only $1,000 away. I was $2,000 away. So, Mikey, hats off to you, buddy. You won that one. Nicely done. So, there you go. I think that's a pretty conservative result because of how clean the car is. I think the motors on these are pretty bulletproof. I think that the guy who bought the car for $36,000 stole it. I think I'm an idiot for not having bought it myself. I'm going to have more money wrapped up in an Alfetta GT than I could have bought this car for and not have to do anything to it. So I am cursing and grinding my teeth and kicking the can like that I screwed up. Like that this is, man, for $36,000, I'd rather have this car than $36,000. I'll tell you that right now. Nicely purchased by the buyer. What do you think, John? I know you like this car. Would you rather have that car than $36,000?
Yeah, I mean, compared to an Alfetta that's still not done, hell yeah, that's brutal when you put it in those terms.
I know, how's
that's
that?
Like a coulda had it kind
honest.
Of deal. This is just one of those underappreciated cars. There's a handful of cars out there that we keep talking about and keep seeing it over and over. And we keep thinking, okay, this is going to be the one, when they're going to finally pop, when they're going to be realized, when the cost of all these other great cars have gotten kind of like unobtaining, 911s are just ridiculously priced, even though maybe there's a correction, they're still just kind of overpriced. Right. And inflation has really kind of taken some cars out of reach for a lot of people. Especially when you remember them not that long ago being so much less money, it's hard to bite the bullet and say, okay, I'm going to pay that much more for it. But these M5s, these E34s, really haven't gone anywhere since the pop and now post-pop, and just they're just kind of like flat, and they always have been. And why is that? This is such a great car. It's like a 944 S2 or 944 Turbo or maybe an Alpha GTV or something like that. These are cars that just haven't really gone anywhere. Or Corrados, Volkswagen Corrados. We saw that. Did you notice that purple? Yeah, I think you had it on the list and we missed it, but there was that purple Corrado from the Japanese market with 16 valves and everything like that, and that one sold before everything went crazy for, I don't know, 15-16 grand. And I thought that was just because it was before things went nuts, and it went back up recently, and it was, I think it did the same thing. I mean, there's just certain cars out there. There's still great cars out there to be had, and it makes me go, gosh, I'm lucky enough to have a couple of really nice old 911s, and I'm like going, I could get rid of one of them and get an E34 M5 and a GTV and you could have this list of other things. I'm just going, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What the hell? Somebody want to? Yeah, I mean, gosh, I guess I gotta sell one of my cars. I don't know. Yeah,
you won't do because you have the perfect two car combo right now.
Yeah, I know, but still. I want. I mean, I look at this car and I think I'm just like, man. I'm with you. $36,000. That could have been a good purchase. What do you guys think? What cars are out there that are underrealized? Like, what cars are sitting there? And is this car was this just a bargain? Are these cars just not ever going to be worth something? Are they not worth it? Is there something more missing? Are they pieces of junk? My experience is these M5 E34s are one of the greatest driver cars ever, and you can get one for under 50. That just doesn't make any sense. When
I know
an 86 911 that's all beat up is going to get twice as much for one of these.
The Mercedes 500E, which mm-hmm. is similar vintage, right, early 90s, right, with a V8, only comes with an automatic, and on average they go for three times what an M5 goes for, and the M5 is arguably just as good, if not maybe a better driver's car, as they're manual and you're much more engaged. The 500E might be a better built car because it's one of the great works ever to come out of Stuttgart. It's a fantastic car, one of the best super sport sedans of all time. But the M5, I mean, if you're actually like on a back road or doing the Overton Road with my partner and all the gang out in Vegas, you'd want to be in that M5 and rowing your gears. The car's a blast. So yeah, there could be one in my future, JP. I'm telling you that's if you had to have a BMW, is that the best bargain in the BMW lineup? For I mean, sure. You're gonna pay more for yeah. I mean, absolutely. Come on.
Well, even you know, you had that really nice 190E Cosworth with a manual.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great car.
Right.
But not compared to this thing. Not compared to an M5.
No.
M5's 100. So much better car, and your 190 went for more than this.
Yeah, I sold my 190 for like $40,000, and that car only had 160 horsepower. This car is 310, so nearly double the horsepower for the same money. And
I guess I guess big nerds are like, buy, you know, M5, buy. Get yourself an M5. Yeah. You don't want to spend a lot of money and get a great car. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Hit the subscribe, like, and notification button if you haven't already. We are so close to the 1,000 subscriber mark. If you're new to the channel, thank you so much for sticking around this long. We really hope you join the nerd herd and hit the subscribe button now. And we will see you guys tomorrow with the most interesting car of the day.
Get those words!